Hello again, I'm Gordon Smith, and this is Look and See. Look and See is my photoblog, my place on the web, where I publish my photographs that I've taken on a given day. And today is Thursday, October the 14th. I spent 15 minutes around lunchtime today, taking a bit of a loop around the western side of the campus of the University of New England in Armidale, New South Wales. The website is to be found at las.new-england.net.au. Well, another warm spring day. The official Armidale maximum was 28 degrees, the range 6 to 28 Celsius today, which is 43 to 82 Fahrenheit. But when I got home, I discovered that the Minimax thermometer decided that it had been 33 degrees Celsius here, which is 91 Fahrenheit. And that's quite plausible. We're 27 kilometers from my place of work, 16 miles. And that's not an unreasonable temperature variant. The warmest place in the state today, though, was 39 Celsius, a couple of places in the western parts of Sydney and west of the Dividing Range, which is where Armidale's located. 39 degrees being 102 Fahrenheit, another warm spring day. No rain, of course, but the weatherman promises some change coming through, cold change coming. And the state of Tasmania has snow on the mountains. Such is the variation. Snow in the south and 102 degrees Fahrenheit in the centre of New South Wales. So today's very quick trip around part of the campus. Obviously, meaning I saw lots of buildings and grounds, so I've called today's photoblog Buildings and Banksia, Banksia being one of the shrubs, bushes that I found in flower. The first photograph is of an amalgam of bits of building that seems to have been built like topsy over the years to form the complete building now. I'd say it's probably been built in four phases, so if you can envisage a building maybe with four architects, different ideas of what the roof line should be, how many stories of the building, etc., you get a bit of an impression of the first photograph. The photograph's framed with a tree on the left and its branches above and a garden bed below. And very conveniently we have somebody walking down a path to give an indication of the scale. The second photograph is a mere 50 meters or so to the west, unused building, a weatherboard building. I mean, it's wooden construction, and it looks like it should have a bit of tender loving care. The paint is peeling sadly off the face of the wood. The roof line has an interesting shape. As we progress, you'll discover I like lines and texture. So we have the lines of the roof and the texture of the flaking paint. The third photograph is an amazing shaped building. The left-hand side of it could be a grain silo, a grain elevator. The right-hand side looks like it's a domestic house built inside a concrete-faced vertical slab. And I don't think I've ever been in the leftmost grain silo-looking part, so I can't visualize myself what it looks like inside. Very interesting roofline, lots of diagonals and horizontal bits. Then moving into the flora for the day, a Banksia, a member of the Protea family. But the thing that's special about this photograph is that we have a mass of fir tree-like needles, maybe not so pointy, and a single, solitary, lonely-looking, bright red, not completely unfurled flower. Before long, the entire shrub will be a mass of red, with the bees buzzing around and small birds drinking the nectar. And the fifth photograph for today, another member of the Protea family, a Banksia, a pale yellow-looking corn cob-shaped flower. It looks like a corn after you've eaten it and thrown it away and left it to dry for a few days. Very solid leaves, olive green in colour. Quite interesting composition with the single flower fitted onto a branch that's, in its three-dimensional sense, moving from the near to the far part of the image. And the final part of today's photo blog, the sixth photograph, is another building. This is a place where my interest in texture and lines goes mad. An external metal staircase on a white-painted brick building with small windows to break the solid mass of brick. Interesting light. The light is placed in the sky such that the bricks are individually visible. They're slightly offset. You know, the brick layer hasn't done a fantastic job in placing one brick above the other. So there we have today's photo blog from Look and See. And today's trivia for Whole Wheat Radio listeners is that I'm as old as Jim Bob. Now there's a scary thought. If you'd like to send me an email, my email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you manage to find another few minutes in the coming days to listen to what I've found to photograph in the Armadale and New England area. Thanks again, and bye for now.